Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rolling with a Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams and I'm your host. And for the next 30 to 90 minutes, we're going to do some great interviews, enjoy some great music, and just tell you guys how much we appreciate you for listening. Have a good time and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada. For everybody that's listening in and also to our guests, if you guys could put your phone on mute when you're not talking so I don't hear the background noise, because this feed is uploaded to Positive Sour of 21, Jerry Royce Live, and also on Elations Radio on Wednesdays at 12 p.m., and then Jerry Royce's will upload mine too. Also, now these videos will also be heard on Scene Chicago. This is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host, as I had said earlier, and I'm from live from Las Vegas, Nevada. It stopped raining, thank God, because it shouldn't have been raining anyway. But anyway, let's welcome our guest in. We have Chef Yay from Oakland, California, and his partner. And then we have the great, I love his singing, gospel singer, Dwayne Gott. Now, if I mispronounce your guys' names, you can let me know. How you doing, fellas?
Hey, we're here.
Okay, so let's start with Dwayne. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Who, Dwayne? Oh, no, I'm Chef Yeah, and my partner is Charles Freeman.
Okay, then let me see. Chef, hold on. We are going to, actually, since we have Chef, you said Yay, right?
Chef Yeah, a.k.a. Clarence Jackson.
Okay, so we have his song. Watch this other song is actually a commercial, and we're going to play it now. Oops, sorry, wait on. I had it.
There's a new cook in town.
Hold on, so it doesn't play again, because knowing me, okay, it didn't. Great commercial, love it.
We love it. Thank you, appreciate it.
Love it. So why don't you tell us about the artist that wrote it for you? Give him some credit.
Oh yeah, it's my boy off of Xbox One. His name is Art of H Wood. He got his own record company called My Styles Records, and he's a producer and he's an artist too. So he mix and master, he do it all.
Now, what's his name again? H1?
H-Wood.
H-Wood. Hello, H-Wood, and I know you're listening, so I'm going to need you to come on my show and tell us about yourself, because I really like the song, and I love your voice. You know, I know that was a commercial, but when I heard it earlier, I was actually trying my new dance steps that I learned last night at dance class, so it was, like, really cool to that. So maybe you can make me my own commercial, like, for the Diva. I think you should do that. Okay, anyway, moving on. All right, so we are waiting for Mr. Dwayne to come on the show. He saw the number. I think I actually had transposed the number wrong. Poor guy. He's probably, like, freaking out, thinking that I did not like him. like him. But if any callers want to call in, any of your friends or guests, the number is 1-646-787-8479. So you guys call in, support your...
Okay, we're going live right now. Can you say that one more time for everybody can hear it?
Yep. Yep, sure can. 1-646-787-8479. Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. So, So we're going to get started while we're waiting for Mr. Dwayne God. He's our gospel singer, and we'll talk to him later, but he has a new song out, and we're going to be playing that song later on. But we're also going to be playing my favorite Air Balloons by Sheena. And also, if we get time, we're going to play Choosy Lover that was done with Aaliyah and my friend Gigi, which is part of Independent Women. And later on, we'll play Help Me to Pray by Dwayne God. All right. So let me send them a message to say call in. Okay. All right, you guys. Tell us again the name of your company, you guys' names, and where you're calling from, and then we're going to get started with the show.
All righty. This is Chef Yair calling out of Oakland, California base. And what was the other question?
And you forgot your partner's name.
Oh, I'm Chef Yair, but we are a company called Chef Yair Soul Food Pop-Up. And my partner is Charles Freeman. I was talking to you a minute ago, and I'm Chef Yair.
All right. So let's talk about a little bit about explain.
Hello?
But hold on. Hi,
hello?
Dwayne. How are you?
I'm bombing you, but my phone won't go on. Your phone went on?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
It's on. Okay. Well, we on down here. All right.
Can you hear us, though?
Huh?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Okay. Yes, we can hear you guys. Okay. Perfect. So this is Dwayne, and he has the new single out, Help Me to Pray, and we're going to be playing that later on. But, Dwayne, before we start getting interview Chef, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about, where you guys are calling from and the name of your album, name of your song, and who's there with you?
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Dwayne Scott, D-Gott. And we're working in the studio. I'm with my good friend, Perry McNeil. He's the engineer, CEO, and songwriter and producer, like myself. And we are here in New York City, out in Queens, in the studio. And we are very excited to be on the show tonight.
Well, the diva's excited because she was able to get more than one person on the show at a time. That took a lot of technical difficulty for me, people, and it took a nap. I had to have a nap to do that, okay? So just so people work with me, and I don't need an engineer because I would have to, the engineer would need to bring me Snickers bars. But the engineer, for you, he can come on my show, and he can tell us about himself, too. So he's going to get a show for himself. All right, the diva's always joking. But before I go into interviewing Chef Yair, I want you guys to know that Facebook now is going to be doing dating. If you guys want to see the funniest video I've made today to date about just anything, because everybody knows I've had trauma and drama and good and bad luck with dating online. And now, because of that, I developed a 32-point system. Actually, it's a 64-point system on dating. And it's for men and women because women can be ghetto and raunchy too. So don't think women that, oh, my God, it's for the men. No, it's for you too so you can behave your little self because no man wants a crazy lady. My thing is Facebook needs to stop that. If you all want information on how to date, I'm going to give you my information free. I'm sure Facebook is going to charge you for matching you up with somebody. They say that's not on your page, but it probably will be on your page. I'm going to do it for a Snickers bar or Butterfingers. So if you want to, send me an email, and at cvwtdiva@gmail.com, ask for the 32 or 60-point list. 32 list is a Snickers bar. The bulk list are Snickers and a Butterfinger, okay? That's all I'm asking because you don't need all that. What you need to do and you need to know is you need to get off the online dating and get yourself like a chef yay thing. Go to a bit, go to a bar, go eat some food, go play tennis, go do something. You know, online dating is not for anybody. Because I have to develop a list. So if I have to develop a list, this must be pretty hard. And yes, I'm bougie, I will admit, but it's a lot in online dating. So don't believe what Facebook tells you. Just send me my stickers bar and a Butterfingers, and you can have a 64-point list too, and that's all the cost. Okay, I need to stop playing. Anyway. What do you guys think about that? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. You guys got any comments on that? Doing anything?
Now you saw good. I'd be happy. I'd be happy. Hey, you crack yourself up too. I hear it.
You, I'm telling you, there's a dating place out of Florida called Just Lunch, and they wanted to hook me up. They were going to give me a choice of three men, right? And I would, of course, there was only three men, but I had to pay them $2,000. No, I'm not paying you $2,000 to find me a husband. I'm going to find my own husband, that I develop my own list, and now I do have, not a husband yet, I'm seeing somebody, and we're happy. And you know what? It was my 64-point list. Because, see, one of the middle things is, you know what? Don't be like Satan, and we can get along. So, see, I have – that's my thing. Okay, moving on. Let me just stop with my crazy – I know. I'm crazy. I have no shame.
If you don't
all right,
like
so
him,
today,
could you get the money back?
Say that again?
If you don't like him, could you get your $2,000 back?
They say you can, but when I researched all the people, and there was a lot of people they did not find, men or women, they say they're mostly men that are really, really rich and, you know, looking for women. Yeah, if you're really rich and you're looking for a woman and then you're paying for it, then she better be a well-behaved diva, because she ain't going to be doing that much with you paying for her. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not the controlling type, because I'm going to need you to move along, give me my Snickers bar, and let's roll the Harley. Okay, so obviously I'm not the easiest person to date, but the show's not about me. It's about people's gospel music, and Lord knows I need to hear gospel music, and Lord knows I need to hear about some greens and cornbread. Okay, so Sabrina's
right.
Done joking, and just a reminder, Sabrina now is in charge of Scene Chicago, Scene Las Vegas, Scene New York, San Francisco, and L.A., and she will be posting out on all of those places for all the people. So if you have an event coming, please let me know so I can post it, link it, and you have an internet magazine that you can post in that's online, okay? All right, so, Chef Ye, I want you guys to tell me, why did Snoop Doggy love, Snoop Dogg, I know it's not that, but I love calling you Snoop Doggy, and I always have, so you can come talk to me and interview me and tell me why not to call you that. So moving on, tell me why Snoop Dogg loved your macaroni and cheese.
I mean, you know, we got customers that's been loving it and has been telling us that we got the best mac and cheese out here in the Bay Area. But, you know, it took a celebrity to take some of it and digest it and just, you know, talk crazy and be free and keep it real about it. So we happy that, you know, he ate it and it got the TMZ and the rest is history.
So how many people... How many of you guys that are online right now talking to me, the guest, how many of you guys remember your grandmother's macaroni and cheese and she's saying she put her foot into it? Can I get an amen there somewhere?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so this macaroni and cheese, if you guys look at my post, when I saw the mac and cheese after I smelled Snoop Dogg, and I'm going to tell you guys, I'm a foodie. I'm in love with food. I actually cried a tear, and Chef Ye and his partner don't know this. After they said that they would, like, do a live interview that I'm going to do later in May, they actually said they would, like, let me eat their food. I actually cried. I cry over food. So I'm very excited today about this. Now, you guys tell me the psychologically behind food. Why is comfort food? Because soul food is considered comfort food. And except for Kanye West, he probably doesn't eat soul food because slavery didn't exist. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Stop giving press to him. You guys, you know he's crazy. Okay, stop. Now, please, stop. Don't give that man any more press. So why is soul food so comforting to people?
Soul food is really comfort.
One, because it gets you a kind of a more comfortable feeling when you eat it. And plus, if you like have like really good mac and cheese or fried chicken and greens and cornbread, it's like when it's on the plate and you have that, especially at a venue or, you know, somewhere where you wouldn't even expect soul food to be, it tastes really delicious. I mean, it's just a wonderful feeling just to have, you know. And when it comes to the mac and cheese, it took us a while to even get that ingredient together. Like, it took us about almost a year to get the exact ingredients we need for everyone to like it. So when it comes to the soul food,
everyone... tell us the recipe, though, right?
Of course not.
We give you a couple cheeses, but you got to figure the rest out on your own.
Okay, tell us.
Huh? What
kind of cheese? Tell us more of the cheese.
Mozzarella, cheddar, some breadcrumbs, and now it's a clue.
That's enough,
he said. All right. So, and you guys, just so you know, I've seen people make macaroni and cheese, and there's some soul food restaurants out here in Las Vegas. And mind you, I don't really like I don't eat a lot of soul food since my mom died on December 14th, 1998. I really haven't had a good German chocolate cake, really haven't had any good greens, and definitely no macaroni and cheese. Now, looking at those pictures of you guys' barbecue, I think Annie's barbecue here in Las Vegas is going to have a challenge if you guys ever come here, because it looks amazing. But I'm going to say, when people say they make macaroni and cheese, and then there are little tiny noodles that I know came from a Kraft macaroni and cheese box, I'm going to need you to go sit down and pray for yourself, because you know darn well that's not macaroni and cheese, okay? That's just something that we had after school now. Stop. And how many people know what I'm talking about?
Hey, they need a timeout if they're using the Kraft.
Okay. I need people to stop that. So this is what I'm thinking, because we're going to come up next for a few minutes. We're going to talk to Mr. Dwayne about his song. I'm thinking that when I come there, that Dwayne's going to let me be okay with letting you guys play his song while I eat the food. What do you think about that, Dwayne?
Yes, I think that would be excellent to sit down and have a nice meal to a tune called Help Me to Pray. And we could pray for the
Amen.
Food as well.
Amen, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my bib on because I'm bringing a bib. Because I'm going to tell you guys, as cute and gorgeous as I am, I'm like a foodie, and we get messy, and I don't want to get my outfit messed up or anything, so I'm bringing me a bib. And then I'm going to pray, I'm going to listen to the song, and then I'm going to pray again and listen to more of, you know, the song and say, okay, thank the Lord, and wait for you. Okay, now I want to know about the cornbread. Can I bring my buttermilk with me at the interview when I come interview you guys? To dip the cornbread in, is that okay?
You ain't gonna need it. We got everything covered.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you ain't gonna need no buttermilk. It's already seasoned and it's ready to go in your mouth.
Is it like cake? Because I like cornbread that's like cake.
Well, it got like a cake kind of feeling. Yeah, it's like a sweet. It's like a sweet little topping, little frosting we put on top. You know that cater to you.
It's going to be a cornbread that's fried. It's definitely going to be something to remember. You will remember this.
All right. All right. We're going to switch for a moment to Dwayne and his engineer. But before I do that, I want to just give a great shout out to Mr. Dwayne, because when I asked him to interview, I'm going to tell you, I felt like Jesus had came down and like placed the angel. And because this man, like, boom, like you heard my fingers, that was my fingers now. And, of course, today, I'm sorry, you guys, I'm so funny because I ate 4 little Almond Joys. This week I'm on chocolate. I found that this week I'm losing a lot of weight, so I'm throwing in, like, extra things. So I'm a little hyper. And, plus, I just like my Facebook thing about dating. Okay, again, if you guys want me to help you with dating, you just, you know, listen to the part before and I'll come help you out. But, anyway, so Dwayne, we talked for a good long while, and I was able to talk to him about Ezekiel Walker, which he is Dwayne's going to tell you himself, he's the musician there at the church. But this man, Mr. Dwayne, is so humble and so kind, and you know what was funny? He has a good heart and cares about people. He works in special education. He also sings. He has a beautiful wife. And she's even more beautiful than me. I don't know, because anybody that's married has to have a wife beautiful than me. I'm just saying. Okay, I need to stop today. That's four candy bars, and I'm done. Okay, anyway, she is a really beautiful lady. She's just beautiful, and she has a good heart, too. But, Mr. Dwayne, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to – I want you to tell people a little bit about yourself, like how long that you've been playing music and who inspired you.
Hey, Sabrina, how you feeling? I know you're pretty hyped off the chocolate. Hey, but that's okay. You know, enjoy yourself. Have a good time. It's your show. So
amen,
we'd just like to thank you once again for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, thank you guys for coming on. You know what?
Yeah,
guys, I appreciate everybody that comes on.
Yeah, we're here in the studio in New York.
Well, that's amazing.
Curry
and
myself,
I'm a little upset that you guys didn't take me with you, but that's okay. I'll live.
Yeah, we're working on song number two that's going to be released pretty soon on my CD that we're working on. And we're working very hard because we want to try to get it out as soon as possible. But, I'm a bass player. I play with my Bishop Hezekiah Walker in New York City, the Kingdom Church, Love Fellowship Tabernacle. I'm a father. I have a lovely daughter, Janisha Watts, and she's married to a fine pastor, Brandon Watts. I'm also a husband. My wife is Valerie Gott. She's a beautiful young lady. I have two grandsons, Jaden and Jeremy. I just want to give them a shout-out if they're listening and everyone that's listening, all my family and friends. And, again, you know, we just making music and praying that, you know, God bless us with it, that it may go out and touch someone and bless their lives and turn their lives around. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What was behind the creation of Help Me to Pray?
Well, it's my second single. The first one was called Get My Praise On that we released a couple of years ago. And the reason why I did that one was because as a musician, we always playing the music. And for the most part, the congregation is getting their praise on, especially when we go into a Mashanda that we call it, which is track 9 off of Love is Live. But anyway,
okay. So
God laid it in my heart that the musicians need to get their praise on as well. So I basically wrote that one for them to get my praise on. And then as time went on through prayer, and the way things are going on, you know, in society today, God gave it and laid it in my heart and said, help me to pray. And it's basically for us as a nation and to just come together and help each other to pray, you know, for a better society, better lives, and, you know, just love in general. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And you know what? And with that being said, I know I made the joke about Kanye West, but we really do need to pray for people like that. Because I know a lot of people today were hurt when he came out with, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, because I tell you, I don't watch the news. I watch Scooby-Doo and Tom and Jerry, so I couldn't tell you the news. I've been a child protective service worker for 39 years, and I learned a long time ago to stop watching the news. But when my son was showing it to me, I had to explain that to my son, because some of the posts people were making fun of, like, you know, the mass and everything. But that's sad because slavery was real. It's just a coincidence today as I'm literally sitting here thinking of why Chef Ye is on and why Dwayne is on together, because soul food and the food was created back then to give people comfort. It brought the African-American people or black people at that time together, and that's all they had was the food. So this song today and the food is supposed to meant to be together at the same time. So when you guys are eating, you know, cooking this weekend and coming into Mother's Day and you guys are thinking about, think about that. Because Kanye West, he really needs prayer. I don't care if you're doing this for attention or not. That's just prayer you need, because you're disrespecting the people who were in slavery, who fought to come out of it, and also for all Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, all of them that fought for us to get to where we are today. And that's not even funny, and nobody should even pay attention to him, because he's just It's for record sales, I get. And I think also the man really does have some mental health issues, because when you name your child North, I already said you had mental health issues. I'm just going to be honest with that. So we really, you know, we can, some people can make fun of, I'm sorry, okay, because that's like, I don't know, I'm just, like me naming my racket, my child Tennis, because I'm from a tennis family. What would that be like, okay? So, you know, anyway, move on. I'm just saying. But today's show, actually, I'm still high on a chocolate. But today, and it's always like this, God shows me a reason, because at first I was like, do I put these two guys together? And then God showed me right now, this is a reason for it. And because of, you know what, slavery is real, trepidation that's happening on African-Americans, or as I like to be called, Black Americans, is real. Things are real. They're not joke. They're not funny. And sometimes we're regressing. So we need songs like this. So if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to go ahead and sit and play Help Me to Pray. Again, if you guys are listening in on the phone at 1-646-787-8479, call in, talk to the guests, make your comments, or you can listen in on the internet. We really deeply appreciate you guys listening, okay? So don't be hesitant to call. Do you guys have anything to say, Clarence, Mr. Dwayne, before we go into your song?
Oh, yes. Speaking about Kanye, you know, the devil's busy, and whoever he can use for his glory, he will. And we have to be very careful, because the Bible speaks about, you know, the very elect will be deceived. And we have to pray for each other in that area, because it's not just Kanye. It's happening to a lot of us, a lot of great people that was once believing and trusting in Jesus, and now they turned in the back. They turned their back on him. So we kind of have to just hold everyone up in prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, here we go to the song right now.
Time to realize the trip out is done. Amen.
With you guys that I shared with Dwayne, I really, really love his music, and I was praying about sharing this today or not, but I'm going to share it because, yes, we did talk about Kanye West, but I don't think you guys really know that this month is Mental Health Month, and I've been coming really open to everybody and being truthful. I suffer from depression and have since I was 26 years old, and I encourage everybody, you know, this song, it was played again at the right moment because listening to it reminded me, as I tell everybody on every show, you know, mental health is real. It's not a joke. It's real. And sometimes as African-Americans, Hispanic, and especially Chinese, we want to put it in denial. We want to blame other people. But we suffer from – some people do suffer from mental illness. It doesn't mean you're a sick person and you can't be functioning, because I function very well. I eat well. Yes, I'm going to be eating some mac and cheese and greens and everything else, but I also take care of myself. Okay, I'm not playing. Because you know what? It's not about the food you eat. It's about your attitude. Because, one, I had to get right with God. And I have, and I'll be honest, I was telling Mr. Dwayne this. There was, what did I say, 36 times, Dwayne, that I listened to Ezekiel Walker's, two of his songs. Because a couple, almost a year and a half ago, I was really contemplating killing myself, and I'm honest. And so, people, you want to write me? Yeah, go ahead. Feel free, okay? But I had to come to terms. That's something I suffer from, depression, but it also my life. I had been taking off my job after 39 years. 39.
Wow.
I was sick home because I would not lie and say my knee was okay. It wasn't okay. And that was the most devastating thing. But one day, I listened to Mr. Walker's song, 39 times. It was a couple of them, over and over. And all God's saying is you have to hang on. And this song by Dwayne, Help Me to Pray, is that same thing. You have to hang on. You have to sometimes, and I don't know, I'm really like have shivers now. These two topics, food and this song, are meant to be together. Because there was a time that I had to eat comfort food. And let me explain it. I had to go cook some greens, okay? I had to go make, okay, yes, I did have to go make the Kraft macaroni and cheese because I wasn't good at that macaroni and cheese thing. But I had to make comfort food, okay? And I had to make hot water cornbread, okay? But I had to make comfort food. I had to make my soul food and get back to my roots in order to figure out my life. And sometimes, but also I went and got some help too. But I'm telling you guys, soul food, comfort food, is sometimes where you need, and you need a good song to listen to. And you know what? Maybe there's somebody out here today who's going to listen to this same song 39 times to save their life or to not to say, you know what? I need to give up that boyfriend or girlfriend because they're not good for me. Or I need to stop wanting to be like the Joneses, okay, because I'm not there. I mean, so I'm just saying, I always end up preaching at people, I feel like. And I could not be a preacher because I would insist that everybody brings me Snickers and candy bars. Okay, so anyway, I'm just saying. I don't know. I couldn't be a preacher because I'd be calling people out on stuff and like, oh, my God, you wore that to church? We're going to need to talk. And people want to come to church. And plus, I couldn't even be a preacher because I can't sing. And they want people to tithe, not run away from the church. So anyway, I'm just saying the two topics today were meant to be together. You sometimes need to chill, some good food, and you need soul food. I'm going to tell you, because good food, I mean, don't get me wrong. I eat Mediterranean food. I eat all kinds of food to keep this curvy body. And a lot of you guys see my body, okay? So don't hate because I'm going to be going 54 because I know I look fine. Don't nobody up here sending me no email that I'm ugly because a couple of people did that. And Jesus still loves you, but you may not be going to heaven. I just want to testify to that.
Okay. Hey, Sabrina.
What?
Hey, we ain't seen the body yet.
Well, you know what? The way I eat, when you see me and my body and the way I eat, you're going to be, that girl can pack it in because I can eat. And then I'll go throw it down with the big boys bench press. And I bench press, well, right now I only bench press 175 because of my legs. I used to do 225. So I bench press with the big boys. But,
well, you strong.
And I pray. Look, I'm going to be singing that song, Pray, because I'm telling you, when I have to pray a lot to be that big of a lifter. But I've talked enough because I always talk. But you guys, what do you think about some of the things I'm saying? Seriously. Clarence?
Well, we thank God that you were able to hear a song that helped change your life, because it's serious, like you were saying. And when the devil starts speaking to your mind and you know, saying do certain things, especially, you know, commit suicide or to harm yourself, it's a serious spirit. And to listen to the song 39 times, and there were a couple of songs, I have to give honor where honor is due. It was my Bishop Hezekiah Walker's music. And that's what we set out to do when we, you know, write songs and when we play music at the church. It's to touch someone's soul, to change someone's heart, to ask what must I do to be saved, and to help them to seek the Lord and help. And I just want to thank God that you did find his music, or any gospel music in that case, you know, to change your life around. And we thank God for you because you're here today. Amen.
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 And you know what's funny, though, is how does God connect? Do you guys understand that there's no coincidences in life? How would God connect me with Mr. Dwayne and then knowing that his bishop was the one who sung the song? Isn't that amazing thing?
Yes, that's amazing. That's the divine connection, that God does things in his own way and his own timing.
And you know what's funny is that God to the glory, Jeremiah 29:11. And you know what's funny, because people ask me, well, at that time, why were you eating, like, you know, greens and hot water cornbread? And I had to make my own German chocolate cake. And that was a disaster, but it was okay. So if there's somebody out there that really knows how to make German chocolate cake, I'm going to need you to call me, okay? But at least I tried. But why was I eating those foods? Because,
Sabrina,
one, it reminded me. Yes.
Yeah. My fiance makes German chocolate cake, and she got a website that's called Stephanie's Kitchen. That's called StephanieKitchen.com. And she has a German cake, how she made it, is as an episode, so you can watch it. I know because I filmed and edited for her, but it's called StephaniesKitchen.com.
Is she going to be out there when I come out there too?
Well,
I'm going to need Stephanie to make that cake.
No, actually, she's listening now. You could ask her. I don't know. Maybe she will be.
Stephanie,
listening to you right.
Stephanie, let me tell you this right now, ma'am. I love you, and you are going to get a great present from Tiffany's. Did you hear me, Tiffany's? I need you to make that cake. So when you guys get married, I'm going to exchange that present for the cake. Oh, my God, I love German chocolate cake. But let me tell you, why did I say comfort food, and why would today this show have this on it? Because comfort food, a lot of times when you're losing weight or exercising or trying to maintain your weight, you need to sometimes stop that at that point, and you need to get yourself a healthy mind, not about a healthy body, until you can get to the point, because sometimes you can put too much stress on your body. And I was putting too much stress of trying to exercise, eat right on everything. Because mind you, my breakfasts are oatmeal and raisins and, you know, eggs. And okay, for the vegan people, I eat eggs, okay? You can kick me out of the club. I'm done already. Okay, anyway, yeah, that's another story. But I had to stop and say, you know what, you got to eat. Because eating good food was allowing me to get good sleep, and good sleep was allowing God to minister to my mind. So I'm not saying to somebody, oh, my God, don't say, oh, the diva said just to go off and eat all the soul food. Because remember, you could eat soul food that is really healthy for you and then get good soul food. And I've seen Clarence's them food. You guys can take as many big portions as they give you. You can split that over 3 days and still eat really well. Because I'm going to tell people, because some people tell me, because I actually give people advice. And some people tell me, I'm not going to stop eating soul food. Okay, I'm going to need you to do this then. I'm going to need you to add a couple of more vegetables in with that. And if you want your mac and cheese, can you just give me, can you measure it out? People can actually lose weight on soul food. I eat all kinds of food, so I don't want nobody up in here telling me you can't lose weight on that. Because God made the food, and he meant for us to eat it, okay? So you eat happy, but you eat healthy, and eating, it's actually called moderation, people. But when I go up to see Chef Ye, there is no moderation, because I'm going to exercise 2 hours before, 3 hours after, and every day. So be quiet, people. Anyway.
Okay, that's
and I'm
exercise. Exercise.
Say that again?
Hey, Sabrina.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we was going to surprise you, but I'm going to tell you the surprise. We created a sweet potato pie cake, and we're going to have it ready for you when you get out here, okay?
Okay. Dwayne, are you guys going to fly out there too? See, now this is where we need the prayer music and a whole gospel hour. No, I'm
yeah,
just,
we would
but
we
I'm,
love to fly out there if we're available. We would love
okay,
to.
Okay, well, you
but
know
if
what?
Not, you can,
I see. Go ahead.
If we can't make it, just hit play on I Help You to Break.
Okay, there you go.
And I'll be there.
All right. And Mr. Dwayne, I want to ask you, because I asked all my people and also Mr. Clarence, is it okay if I play you guys' commercial again, and is it okay if I play your music again so people can hear it on my shows?
Sure. Be my guest.
Sure.
My pleasure.
Okay, because I really believe in networking. And as everybody knows, I don't do this for the money. I really don't. I do it because it's fun. We get a message out. And for some reason, every show I do, God brings it together for a reason. And I just, I'm just really in awe of this. Let's start with Mr. Dwayne. Why don't you go ahead and you, your engineer, give out your, where you guys, what you have coming up next. We know you have another song coming up next. But where people can also find you. And then Mr. Clarence and your partner, if you guys could do that too.
Okay.
Well, we're on Facebook. Hey, you want to go first, Clarence? Go ahead.
Okay. All right, I'll go first. All right. Steph, yeah, you can contact us on IG at CHEFYE 3As and 2Hs. That's Chef Yeah at CHEFYE 3As and 3Hs. Facebook is the same. Chef Yeah, CHEFYE 3As, 3Hs on Facebook as well.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Not bad. Well, you can contact me Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, VGOT, iTunes. Amazon, all of, digital download networks. That's DGOT. And Dwayne got on everything else as far as Facebook and, the other networks. So I'm pretty easy to find.
And the music is also available at maxsoundmusic.com. That's the website. You can see, you can find DGOT as well as other artists that we write for and produce also. All right, so.
Repeat that?
That's maxsoundmusic.com. That's the website of the record label that we work for and that we sponsor ourselves. And you can see DGOT Music as well as other artists that we produce and promote.
Amen.
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 And I really will be looking for you guys to come back on the show again. And anytime, like I said, there's a several couple of magazines now that I post in. Please send me anything you have, and I'll make sure to get posted in the right city or close to it for you guys. And look for me. I'll be up in Oakland, California. I think I have to remember what we talked about, but I'll let you guys know, and it will be fun. And then I'll also be just looking around Oakland and also talking to the fans, just going up to people and talking about what they think about the Oakland Raiders deserting Oakland. They need to stay there. Mm-hmm. They don't need to come to Vegas, okay? They should have brought my Dallas Cowboys to Vegas, okay? Sorry, guys.
Whoa.
Okay, then. So that's what it is, huh?
That's what it is. I'm a Dallas Cowboy girl. That's it. Okay. And I'm still not happy that you guys got rid of Dez Bryant, but I understand, and I've heard all the controversy, but you guys, that, you know, Jerry, I still love you, but I'm not happy with that. But, yes, so I'm going to be up there interviewing because I got to come up to Oakland, and I think it was at the 50th opening of the Super Bowl, just when they opened up in the city, and that was really fun. And you know what? Let me tell you guys something about Oakland people. They are not the terrorists and the crazy fans that people like to believe. Those are sacred few people that probably worship Satan, that beat up people. But those Oakland Raider fans, I'm going to give it to you, they are nice. Because I tell you, everybody was buying me food and drinks and was really nice to me, even though I was sporting my Dallas Cowboys stuff. I really purposely went up there on purpose doing that because I wanted to see what kind of fans, if I was going to get beat up. Nobody beat me up, okay? But we did have healthy discussions. But I really want to remind you guys before we go off the air to really follow these great men because you know what? They have hearts of God. The diva is a sinner, okay, bigger than anybody that you guys know. But these men, I'm their sinners too, but they're not like me. I'm a bad sinner. But they are good men, and they do great things. And what Clarence and his partner didn't tell you was they actually feed the homeless. What Mr. Duane didn't tell you is that he does community volunteer things that I know he does that he probably didn't even talk to me about. These are not men who just sit around, make songs, or cook food and look for income. Yes, they are making themselves bigger and greater, but they're doing great things, and you guys would be heed yourself to follow them and be great like them. And I'm being serious because our African-American men don't always get the credit and the praise that they need, but I'm really proud of these men. You know, I'm glad that I found a fiancé. Otherwise, I would be like, oh, my God, these men are taken. And, again, I'd have to go to my 60.4 list and see what the heck I missed. But that's okay.
Okay, Sabrina.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Sabrina, yes. Would it be all right if I was to share your testimony with my bishop about you playing this song 39 times? I mean, he would love to hear it.
God, yes, I've been trying to get up the nerve to write him, but every time I like the letter still like is sitting in my car. I'm afraid that
look,
I don't want the band to reject me.
Write that letter and mail
okay.
it. All right.
All right.
Because
all right. I will mail it. But yes, please share with him. I'm a little nervous because I think he's gonna probably think that girl. She has issues. I really did.
If we can reach and touch one soul, God will be pleased. Amen.
Well. Amen. I mean, and you guys have both blessed me. And I want to thank you guys seriously. I know I'm a lot older than you, both of you guys, but I want to thank you guys for just the manners that you have and your ability to network and to share and to use great manners. I meet a lot of people when I'm sometimes networking who just don't know the definition of the English dictionary, and I'm just really impressed with all of you guys, and it's been an honor and blessing to have you on my show. I hope you guys will come back soon. I'm looking to do a summer series, and I'm going to include you guys in it because it's for Father's Day, but it's on great African-American men. You don't have to have a child because you take care of kids in the community too, so you don't necessarily have to have kids. So I hope that you guys would come on and just, you know, that day is just going to be fun, and you guys are just going to bring back whatever memories you guys have of your fathers or of people who stood in your life that have been fathers. And God is our father. We can talk about that, play some good music, and, of course, I'll be eating somebody's food, Chef Yang. Yes, sir. Okay, let me stop. I need to stop. I want to do one last thing before I go. Just so you guys know, at Bar 41 in Oakland, California, on Sundays, right?
That's right.
We have Soul Food Sundays from 4 p.m. until, and Chef Day there has all of their food. There's DJ Zeyn, and it's at 308 41st Street in Oakland, California. And for all those people that use MapQuest and get lost, the zip code is 94609. So you guys, make sure you go out there every Sunday. I'm going to be out there. I know it's like, I think it's the third week of May, but so you guys come on out and see me and all that kind of stuff and sing songs and have a good time and see me eat and all. You guys can go to the gym with me too. All righty. Well, thank you guys
for tuning in with Diva.
It's Sabrina Williams. I'm your host, and I'm signing off. And Mr. Duane, would you take us out in prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, Lord, I say that we come thanking you, blessing your holy name. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for watching over us. Even thank you as we slept on last night, Father. Father, we ask now and trust and believe that someone was blessed through this radio interview by listening to Stephanie, Sabrina, and Sabrina Williams and her talk show. And we pray that the food that the chef is cooking will bless people and also be a delight to their spirit. And we thank you for just tuning in and being a blessing to us. And, Father, we ask right now that you just watch over the listeners, Father, in a mighty way. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them as they come. Bless them as they go. Let them continue to seek you and keep their minds stayed on you so you can keep them in perfect peace. And, Father, bless Sabrina. Bless everything she do. Bless everything she put her hands to. In Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, fellas. You guys all be safe. And tune in tomorrow as we have Miss Nivea Nation Ford. She's a gospel singer, and she's going to be singing one of her newest songs. So you guys tune into that and have a great evening. Peace out with the Diva. Love y'all.
Have a good one.